This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today in the concluding study of the series of lessons we've had on suppose Jesus came to your home and told you thus and so, how would you react? And we begin today by calling your attention to Mark chapter 9, and beginning with verse 43, we'll read to the end of the chapter. And if thy hand cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is good for thee to enter into life maimed, rather than having thy two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. And if thy foot cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is good for thee to enter into life halt, rather than having thy two feet to be cast into hell. And if thine eye cause thee to stumble, cast it out. It is good for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace one with another. Suppose today that Jesus came to your home, knocked on your door, you opened it, and you were able to learn for sure that it was Jesus Christ. And with great joy you invited him into your home, seated at his feet, listening to every word that he might say. With the idea in mind that whatever he taught you to do, whatever promise he gave you, you would lay hold upon, and whatever warning he gave you, you would heed. Suppose Jesus said to you that hell is such a terrible place that you must be willing to pay any price by way of severance of human relationships, even of husband or wife or children or parents or friends and neighbors. That hell is so terrible it would be worth the price of paying or giving up whatever you may have by way of this world's goods. How would you react? In order to avoid going to hell, would you be willing to live your life in faithful obedience to his will, doing as he says in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow after me. Would you say, now, Lord, that's just your idea about it? Surely hell cannot be as bad as you say. Would you then simply go your way and paying no attention, living your life in disobedience to his will? Oh, no, you say, if my Lord told me about that, I would certainly bring my life in harmony with his will. I would give up every way that's antagonistic to what he has told me. Whatever price I had to pay, I would be willing to pay it. I would do as the Bible teaches, to buy the truth and sell it not. My friends, I want each one of us, I plead with each one of us, to recognize that Jesus has done as much. He has told us just as surely as if he were to come into our home and tell us these matters face to face, that hell is so bad that we must be willing to pay any price in order to avoid going there. How wise is the person who listens to these words of Jesus Christ. We find in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, where Jesus makes clear that if there is anything or any person that is more important to us than he, then we cannot. He didn't merely say you may not be, but he said you cannot be his disciple. And so you see how very important it is that we recognize that hell is a terrible place. Further, Jesus has told us through his word in Revelation chapter 20 just how terrible is hell. Take your Bible and read with me as we begin reading in verse 10 of the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where are also the beast and the false prophet, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, and so on. And down in the 14th verse, he says, and death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Be warned by what the Bible teaches about how terrible it will be to lose one soul. I hope that you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the sacred scriptures.